President Draupadi Murmu today praised the bravery and dedication of soldiers who are protecting the nation under the harshest climatic conditions. Speaking at the Siachen base camp in Ladakh, the President also expressed deep gratitude to the families of the soldiers serving in such extreme environments. She also interacted with soldiers and officers posted at the Siachen glacier. President Murmu also paid tribute to the martyrs during a poignant wreath-laying ceremony. President Draupadi Murmu is the third president of the country to visit Siachen glacier after former President APJ Abdul Kalam and former President Ramnath Kovind. The Siachen glacier, located in the Karakoram range, is the world's highest military-occupied region and has been protected by the Indian Army since April 1984. Campaigning is gaining momentum for single-phase assembly elections in Haryana and third and final phase in Jammu and Kashmir. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today addressed BJP booth workers of Haryana through video conferencing. Mr. Modi said BJP is running a government free of corruption in the state. He highlighted that the youth of the state are getting employment without having to resort to any ill practices. Criticizing Congress, Mr. Modi alleged that the party is gripped with factionalism, infighting and settling scores with each other. He claimed that such a party can never win the trust of the people of Haryana. On the other hand, senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi addressed a poll rally at Asand in Karnal district. He hit out at the NDA government over the unemployment issue. He also spoke about the Congress's poll promises for Haryana, including 2,000 rupees per month for women and LPG gas cylinders at 500 rupees if his party is voted to power. Polling for the 90 assembly seats in Haryana will be held on 5th of October. Voting in Jammu and Kashmir for 40 assembly constituencies will be held on Tuesday. 24 assembly segments of Jammu and 16 of Kashmir will go to polls in this phase. Our correspondent reports that the final phase is set to be very crucial for all political parties. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah addressed a poll rally at Udhampur district of Jammu. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath held an election rally at Ramgarh. The Indian Embassy at Beirut has advised against travelling to Lebanon till further notice and urged Indian nationals to leave due to escalating conflict between Israel and Hezbollah. The embassy has said those who remain for any reason are advised to exercise extreme caution, restrict their movements and remain in embassy's contact. Recent Israeli airstrikes in Lebanon have killed over 600 people so far, while Hezbollah retaliated with rocket attacks on Israel. Meanwhile, United States, France and some of their allies have called on the governments of Israel and Lebanon to observe immediate 21-day ceasefire across their border following an escalation in conflict. French President Emmanuel Macron has voiced strong support for India's inclusion as a permanent member of a reformed United Nations Security Council, UNSC. Mr. Macron said this while addressing the general debate at the 79th session of the UN General Assembly in New York this morning. The French President emphasized that India, Germany, Japan and Brazil should be permanent members, as well as two countries that Africa would designate to represent it. Earlier, other world leaders, including US President Joe Biden, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, and Chilean President Gabriel Boric Font, also advocated India's permanent membership in the UNSC. Minister of State for Panchayati Raj, S.P. Singh Baghel, emphasized implementing the Panchayat's extension to scheduled areas, PESA Act, at the grassroots level. The minister was addressing the National Conference on PESA today in New Delhi. And in badminton, India's Kidambi Srikanth advanced into the men's singles quarterfinal of Macau Open today. Srikanth defeated compatriot Ayush Shetty in the pre-quarterfinal. In women's doubles, India's third seed pair of Gayatri Gopichand and Teresa Jolly are playing against Taiwan's Lin Chin-chun and Teng Chun-sun in a round of 16 match. Meanwhile, in women's singles, Indian shuttler Tasneem Mir went down 17-21, 21-13, 10-21 against the fourth seed Tomoka Miyazaki of Japan in a pre-quarterfinal match. And that is the end of this news bulletin.